This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 7. Today's Bible verse is from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. It says there, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. End of quote. When you turn on a torchlight or light a candle into a dark room, did you notice the light conquers the darkness instantaneously? Just a click, darkness dispels. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. End of quote. Jesus is the light of the world. John says this about Jesus in his epistle, John 1:4-5. He says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. End of quote. This word says the life of Jesus is the light of men. That is the only light of men because it says the light of men. The life and light of Jesus are what is needed in this dark world today. Nothing else will solve the issues of darkness and the power of darkness surrounding the world and the people's hearts and minds. You see, sin harden and darken people. The only power that can penetrate and deliver those who become prisoners of sins is the power of the light of Jesus. The power of the light of Jesus is felt when people hear the eternal word of God. Bible says the eternal word of God and Jesus are the same. John says in chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, he was in the beginning with God. Who? The Word of God. Then verse 14 says, who is the Word of God? Who was with God and who was God from the beginning. It says, referring to the birth of Jesus Christ, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. End of quote. You see, Jesus is the life, the source of life. He is the light that dispels darkness. He is the eternal Word of God and is full of grace and truth. Beloved, are you heavy laden and darkened by the influence of sins? Do you want to get released from your sins and feel freedom? When Jesus was born, the angel announced this. It said, you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You see, it said, you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. End of quote. Jesus is the only Savior who shall save you from your sins and grant you forgiveness and true freedom. He will remove the darkness, despair, and hopelessness caused by sins out of the door, like the light dispels darkens instantly. You see, not only Jesus saves sinners from their sins, the news even gets better. It says that you will never walk in darkness because you follow Jesus, but will have the light of life. Jesus dispels darkness away from you. You will reflect the light wherever you go, because he allows you to reflect his light in and through you to the people around you. Listen, Jesus said this. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Listen, again, Jesus is saying, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. End of quote. Your soul may not be at rest right now. I assume you want rest for your souls. You want to get rest in your soul, don't you? You don't want to be weary and burdened, do you? Jesus calls you now. Come to Jesus. He will restore your soul with the rest and the divine peace. He will forgive all your sins and make you a brand new creation as of now. Would you come and pray after me? Father in heaven, I come to Jesus Christ. I do not want to be weary and burdened anymore. I want to get my soul restored. I want peace in my life and I want deliverance. I repent of my sins and turn to you, Jesus. I know you died for my sins because The Bible promised Jesus will save his people from their sins. You died, buried, and rose again to save me from all of my sins. I accept you as my Savior and Lord. Please save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.